Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. The Lamar City Council passed a second reading an ordinance authorizing the division of taxes levied on property in the new Lamar's Business Corridor Urban Renewal Area. The council then waived third reading and adopted the ordinance. The council also passed two separate motions which authorize an internal advance of funds for the urban renewal area within the city's Industrial Park 4th Edition project and the Southview Industrial Park project. Iowans who oppose a pipeline that would collect carbon from Midwest ethanol plants are cheering a development in South Dakota. South Dakota voters this week rejected a proposal that would have made it harder for South Dakota counties to regulate the location of carbon pipelines. Ed Fishbach, a South Dakota farmer, says the results were gratifying.
We won 65 of the 66 counties. We won every county that an ethanol plant exists in. Even though we were outspent about 50-1, I think there's probably going to be about $3 million so far to our little piddly $220,000 effort.
Summit Carbon Solutions wants to build a pipeline across Iowa and four other states to pump carbon emissions from ethanol plants in the region into underground storage in North Dakota. The Iowa Utility Commission has awarded a permit to Summit so it can seize property from unwilling landowners and build the pipeline, but construction cannot start until Summit gets regulators' approval in the Dakotas. Dort University has been named the safest college campus in Iowa and one of the safest college campuses in America, according to the Niche's 2025 Best Colleges Rankings. The 2025 Safest College Campuses ranking looks at top-ranked colleges that offer a safe and healthy environment with little or no campus crime, drugs, or alcohol usage. Sioux Center also was named the second safest Iowa town by Safewise, analyzing crime data across the state. The study pointed to Sioux Center's low crime rates. This includes having a comprehensive emergency response plan, providing well-lit pathways on campus, and collaborating with local law enforcement to ensure on-campus safety. The Food Bank of Siouxland received a sweet donation Thursday from the Sioux Honey Association, maker of Sioux Bee Honey. Food Bank Executive Director Jacob Wanderscheid said they received over 6,000 bottles of honey from the association.
This is the second donation that we've received in as many years, and the biggest thing for us and our partners is to get that product that is shelf-stable and is very nutritious. This product will last a very long time for the people that receive it.
Three pallets totaling 6,480 12-ounce bottles of Sioux Bee Honey were brought into the food bank for distribution to their partner agencies in their 11-county service area. The Iowa DNR's water summary update indicates that after the driest September in 152 years of record-keeping, nearly all of October experienced similar record-dry conditions. Statewide precipitation in October was 1.9 inches, almost 8-tenths of an inch below normal. Total rainfall for September and October was nearly 3.5 inches below normal. Rainfall during the last week of October helped prevent worsening drought conditions. Iowa's drought plan showed overall drought conditions have worsened slightly, with all of Iowa carrying a drought watch designation. Statewide temperatures for the month were nearly 6 degrees warmer than normal. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows nearly all of Iowa with abnormally dry conditions or drought conditions, with a wide swath of northwest Iowa showing D2 or severe drought. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.